Last week on Kevin's Cryptids.
Kevin and I are locked in a cell in a secured facility.
I have to go over to facility B. Steve's here.
I knew it!
So if you and Steve were best friends at Ranger Academy, what changed?
We were both lucky enough to be placed together in our department of choice. NPS's exotic fauna. But I was also ranked much higher than Steve, and that killed him. His dad was actually head of exotics and took some weird and unhealthy interest in me. He was always asking me questions about my childhood and taking pictures of me. I quit the National Park Service. It was the best decision I ever made. That was almost a decade ago, and I haven't talked to Steve since.
Red alert. Awesome. What's going on now?
I work for an organization privately funded by individuals that share similar interests as you. Your van mysteriously blows up. Literally minutes later, you win 2 bus tickets to California in an email contest you never signed up for. And you didn't think anything was suspicious?
I don't get it. Why are park rangers setting up Kevin?
It's all Steve, Kevin. After his dad died, they put him in charge. And you know he fucking hates you.
What the hell does Steve want with me?
He wants Kevin.
Are you kidding me? He wants that too?
Lance was the only one that knew.
You knew Lance?
Lance, codenamed Moonwalk, was assigned to Case Golden Baby, which was the protection and oversight of. He was the only agent ever made aware of the use and location of it. There was a reason he found you, Kevin. Take my Jeep, drive to California, and get your story on Ocean to Ocean, and make sure to stay as far away as possible from the NPS.
Open your eyes, open your hearts, and more importantly, open your ears, because it's time to be sung to sleep by the golden voice of the unheard, coming to you from a secret bunker deep within the earth, or maybe it's deep underwater, or maybe inside of a mountain, or perhaps it's in a submarine constantly on the move. Good evening, or good morning, from wherever you are, whenever you are. Welcome back to your journey into the unknown. It's time for Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells. Brought to you by the Ocean to Ocean Broadcast Company, a subsidiary of Ocean to Ocean Cosmetics Incorporated.
Moulton, time and time again I've told you, less is more. You already said underwater. Don't you think the submarine part's a little much?
A little much is what pays the bills. And if you don't like it, I can just walk right out of this booth and back to the Uncle Morning and the Farts Drive Time Breakfast Jam radio hour, where I get respect.
Judy, damn it, you gotta mute the booth the moment the intro's over. Thank you, cut rate announcer. Why do we pay him by the word? All right, truth nuts, when we come back, we've got headlines. And then I sit down with a young man who my sources promise will peel open our eyes and force the truth down our sockets. If you're tuning in tonight, you have chosen wisely. History will be made. Welcome to Ocean to Ocean. Headlines. World-renowned astro-economist Shard Dietary has died tonight. He is best remembered for discovering the connection between the 7-year cycles of Shemitah and the financial markets. He was a friend of the show, and he will be sorely missed. Mole people experts agree that the former colony living 6 inches under Denver has simply vanished without a trace. We're going to bring you more as this develops. The amount of UFO sightings near the Cape Canaveral area has tripled in the past 2 weeks, and of course, NASA remains mum. For more, we go to UFO historian Glenn Zerpa.
Thanks, Art. Now, what we have to do is break this down into 2 categories, what we know and what we don't know. What we know is the eyewitness accounts have been rising at a rate not seen since the days of Project Blue Book.
Well, what don't we know?
I was getting there, Art, but thank you. Now, the only thing we don't know is just how long it's gonna be until the Anunnaki lock us up in the secret work camps they're building in Montana.
Glennington, you have done it again. Thank you for your insight. You know, there was a time when this sort of activity would rouse the government to action. These days, we must take our own action. Tonight, we meet a man doing that very thing by spilling his truth beans when we come back.
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
Set your browsers to private and delete your history, because this is not your mama's cooking show. I'm Dangerous Danny. My best friend Guy Fieri and I decided to merge the worlds of cooking and cryptids. He's going to be cooking up a storm, while I'm hanging back cracking wise. What Double D does best. Take it away, Guy.
Make sure to check out my new show, Guy's Code, only on the Food Network.
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
And welcome back to Ocean to Ocean. I'm your host, Art Wells. Finally with us tonight is our special guest, amateur cryptid hunter, blog author extraordinaire, Kevin Weathers. Kevin, would you mind explaining to the audience who the weird-eyed moonbeam is sitting next to you? He's not in my notes.
I appreciate you having us on, Art. It's a true honor. Next to me is my colleague, esteemed journalist Taylor Hunt. Now, while he's only worked for the lamestream media, his word can be trusted.
If you say so. Now, as I always say, time is truth, baby. And my sources tell me you are here to blow the lid off something. Get to blowing.
Right down to biz. That's what keeps me tuning in. I guess I should start at the end, when we escape from the National Park Service holding compound.
Christ, Kevin, you're going to lose them. Why in the hell would you start? Never mind. This all began when the paper I work for was contacted by Kevin's former intern.
He has a name.
It all started when Lance contacted the Gator Gazette several times requesting an interview. In fact, so many times that my editor decided to send me out there.
OMG, make it all about yourself, why don't you? Selfish prick. Plus, Lance didn't contact you. He told me you guys read my blog and demanded to see me and the skunk ape I was going to show you.
Skunk ape? Okay, none of this is important. I met up with Kevin and Lance and was informed that my quick interview would now be a road trip and that we were going to hunt down cryptids, which, FYI, we have zero evidence of, and while on this trip...
Are you kidding me? Day one, Ozark Howler crime scene. We saved that farmer's life.
You broke his shed and murdered his chickens. There was no Ozark Howler.
Oh, come on. Well, what about that Mothman that scratched the fart out of the roof while HQ was on the highway?
What? Don't make things up. I thought you were all about the truth.
Well, you must have been sleeping or too busy talking into your precious Game Boy to pay attention to the wonder that surrounds you.
Now stop. I will not have this nonsense in the truth zone. Don't make me mute both of you and cut back to Glenn, because we all know he has more to say. Make the big reveal, okay? I'm snoozing over here.
The Discovery Channel has been hiding the truth about cryptids like Bigfoot and Goatman for a long time.
What do you mean? They're on the hunt just like us. The host of Hey, Is That Bigfoot? Are regulars on this show.
They've been lying to you. The Discovery Channel has been keeping the truth about the existence of cryptids from the public in order to keep their cryptid-centered programming afloat.
This is huge! These people have been in my studio. They sat right where you were. You better have some evidence, young man. This is a tough pill to swallow.
Also, let's note that this shouldn't be about imaginary monsters. Discovery Channel was also responsible for killing someone. We need to be talking about that.
Oh, yeah. They killed my intern, Lance.
Kill? Now you're saying that they killed someone? We're talking about a TV station, not the government, kid. Discovery may make some hack science programming, but it does not kill.
We have them on tape.
And just how the hell are you going to find a VCR, kid?
No. I recorded their voices. Here, play this.
All right, kid. Let's see what you got. Judy, play this.
Go ahead and keep that. I made copies.
What are you going to do about it, eh?
Probably just take a bullet to the head. Unless you're a pussy like the rest of your spineless country.
Well, how about in your tummy?
Oh, Lance! I'm
gonna bounce.
You motherfuckers! Now who's gonna do whatever I say?
My God! My God! Whoa! And you tried contacting law enforcement?
That was our first mistake. Contacting the police just put Discovery right on our asses, like a goat man after the quarterback's convertible on prom night.
This interview must be dangerous for you. I'm glad you came to us, Kevin. You've made the right choice. Now, you were saying something about a skunk ape? What happened? Where did you get to meet one?
Art, I'm glad you're sitting down for this. The bastards blew my chance and took the noble creature with them.
No! Oh, those low-life shark suckers! Taking a man's intern, sure, but taking away his opportunity for the truth? That's unforgivable. Oh, man, one maybe gets three chances in their lives to meet the mighty skunk ape. Something has to be done about this.
Okay, so now we talk about the real problem here. The TV station that has gotten away with murder.
Take it easy, newsboy. The newsmen are talking real issues. So did you even get a chance to smell the ape?
Okay, innocent people are dying, and we're just sitting here having a Bigfoot and Friends circle jerk.
A Sasquatch can jerk it for over 3 hours. Good luck lasting. And no, Art, I didn't even get one whiff.
Have you talked to anyone about that sort of loss, Kevin? Being promised that sort of meet and greet with the skunk ape and then having it ripped out from under you like some twisted parlor trick? Must have been a real trauma for you.
It's something you just get used to living with, I guess.
Okay, moving on from imaginary monsters, can we please talk about Lance?
You are absolutely right, but we're getting off track. Lance was also promised to look at the beast. He was just as much a victim of Discovery's trickery as you.
It's a real crime, Art.
Murder was the real crime.
Now, what did you think the skunk ape that you were going to see would have looked like?
From my witness reports and other research that I've done, I'd venture to say the ape would have been about 8.5 feet tall. They're a little shorter than the Sasquatch.
Ugh, just stop. Just fucking stop. I can't do this anymore. You know, I thought, hey, maybe this plan is going to work and a man who is murdered will get justice. But no, all you two focus on is meeting this skunk man.
It's Skunk Ape?
And no cursing. That justice is just going to have to wait. Commercials!
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
Turn your gold into cold hard cash. Cash for gold.
I got $560 for my grandma's Holocaust ring.
You might have a gold mine just laying around your house.
I found $113 worth of golden nuggets in my sister's underwear drawer.
I follow a map to X and find the treasure on the beach.
Jewelry, gold, silver, copper, watches, teeth, bones, old coin, war medallions. We can melt down anything.
I just took all my dead neighbor's jewelry.
Cash for gold. Cash for gold. Cash for gold.
Ocean to Ocean AM with Art Wells.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, you missed one man's passionate plea for justice. Listeners, you know better than anyone that if someone's got a passion, they've got my heart. So let's dive deep on this whole intern murder. Why did they do it?
Well, at first, I suspected it was because they were Canadian. It quickly came to my attention that they wanted something called...
We're going to have to get you two into hiding pronto. None of this sounds any good. Now, you also mentioned something about the National Park Service. How did they get involved? And holding center? I didn't know the National Parks had such power.
Oh, they do. I used to work for those opaque sons of bitches. So far as I can tell, they just want me dead.
That's not it. They also want... They must be working with the Discovery Channel. I mean, they were able to close down enough roads to get our Greyhound to go right through a national park where they arrested him.
Hold the phone there, Taylor. Judy's freaking out in the booth. Looks like your story stirred something up. The lines are exploding.
Open them up, baby. Squatch Nation, I'm here for you.
Easy there, Turbo. Let Papa Art drive. First, let's hit the wild card line. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm Sergeant Zachary Barnes, calling from the DeSoto National Forest. Yeah, we have a few questions here regarding a large forest fire that we'd like to ask Mr. Hunt and Mr. Weathers about. We've been looking for them for quite some time.
Next caller. Thank you, Mr. Barnes. My partner and I will take that into consideration.
I'm the nexter, bub. You get a pass this time, but nobody next unless it's me. Now, from the first-time caller's line, you're on the air.
Just a quick thought I wanted to run by you guys. It's been long understood that Sasquatch is in fact alien and one of the arch members of the Anunnaki.
Just stop. Caller, your life is flarf and so is your theory. You are a garbage person who I am surprised has access to a radio. The Squatch is terrestrial of origin.
Take your tin pot theories and send them to France where they can watch the ladies dance in their underpants. Next caller.
No, caller, stay on the line.
Okay.
Next caller, southwest of the Rockies line. You're on.
Yeah, hello there, Art. I'm an audio engineer, and I just wanted to say that recording you played seems totally bunk. They sound like they're bad actors with a shit budget, eh? They shouldn't be bad-mouthing a great entertainment science corp. It's just wrong.
Do I know you, caller? You sound familiar.
Oh, yeah. We met before, and we'll be meeting again. You should boot this liar off the air, Art. I expect better from you, don't you know? I'll take my response off air.
That was a heavy accusation, caller. That one needs some equally heavy evidence to back it up.
I can assure you, Art, I would never bring a hoax on the air.
Hold up there. Yes, Judy, put them through immediately. Listeners, the inside man line is lit up, so please, we ask you all to stop calling until this call is over. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes?
Hi. I don't have a lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out if you're using this line properly or not.
I work for the government. I mean, the National Park Service.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee, or are you an employee of a secret branch of theirs?
Former employee. I was let go on medical discharge about a week ago. I was a part of Project Darkwood, and I've been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They're gonna triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So give us something quick, boy.
Okay, okay. What you're thinking of as cryptids, Art, they're more than that. They're part of us. And, Kevin, is the final genetic link between us and them. Your father worked directly on it.
But what is it? Did he leave it with me?
I don't have time for... Look, the military. I'm sorry, the National Park Service is planning to use these creatures as an army to do its bidding and slowly overthrow the executive branch.
When are they planning to do this?
Listen, they're closing in on me. I should go.
Is my father still alive? Are they still coming after me?
I'm sorry. They're here. They found me.
Hello, caller, are you still with us? Seems like something or someone has knocked him off the air. Kevin, he had some... Judy, what happened? Are we off the air? The backup should be running by now.
That last caller sounded so... disturbed.
He was telling us the truth! And then the fucking power goes out? Apples to oranges? They're here to get us right now!
Relax, the powers that be do this all the time when we get a genuine whistleblower. We'll be back up in no time. Poor kid's probably dead, though. Take a flashlight. I mean a flashlight. It might take a while.
That was the window down the hall from me. Someone go check.
Just sit tight.
They're here! That was them! Someone's inside!
Calm down, Kevin.
Molten? Molten! Taylor! Shine your light into the booth! No! No! What the fuck?
Oh my
fuck?
God, shit. Oh.
Well, whatever it was, it tore him apart.
No, wait!
Ah! Holy shit, it sees us. Run! It hates the light! Keep flashing it in the eyes. I'm gonna get around back. The fuck is that thing? Chupacabra, man. And I thought you'd been studying. This one's slightly bigger than average, and its claws look extra sharp, but yeah. See the long tongue, and notice how it slashed the fuck out of Molten's throat? Textbook cabra.
Damn, son. Nice moves.
Just a minute.
I'll tell you the truth, I didn't expect much from you.
I thought you were gonna kill over any second, you old sack of dicks.
Whoever sent this will be back. We should get going.
Assholes thought one Cabra could take down the Kev? Pisha. You all right over there, bud? Hurts when your blinders are removed, don't it?
It just ripped right through him. There's so much blood.
Oh, is this baby's first cryptid? I remember mine. Mississippi Mud Shark. About turned me inside out. Don't you worry, old Weird Eyes. We took care of the scary monster. It's good and dead. Plus, cobras don't run in packs. They're surrounding us. You got any ideas, kid?
Art, grab my second ectopoke and my extra pair of shades. Taylor, I have 5 UV bombs left in my squatch pack. I need you to throw one every minute. Keep these goat suckers blind while Art and I go to work. Can you do that?
Yes, I think I can do it.
Ah, hey!
Get it together. There is no think. Death surrounds us. Can you do it?
Yes. Let's do this.
Light 'em up, baby! Swing away, Art. Swing away.
There are... There are too many!
They're still coming! Give me the extra shovel!
Ectopoke! Catch!
Bring it! Where are we going?
Once we hit the street, head for the second dumpster on the right, and don't stop till sunset.
Hey, Steve, what you got there?
It's a tape recorder.
Oh, I think it's that Taylor Hunt kids. What do you think's on it?
I don't know, but we are about to find out.
Check out kevinscryptids.com for more information on the episode you just heard. And help us build the Kev Army by telling a friend. Don't forget to leave us a review, ya bish.